Now I'm going to move on down to the third chapter, because in the third chapter here, you have the preparation of the prophet now for a hard job, a difficult assignment. Now Jeremiah was a different type individual. Jeremiah, the prophet of the broken heart, with the tears streaming down his eyes. God needed that man to let his people know at that crucial moment that it was breaking his heart to send them into captivity. But now they've gone into captivity, and they are bitter. They are rebellious. In fact, the matter is, at this time, the temple in Jerusalem was not burned. The city was not destroyed. It wasn't until 7 years after this delegation got there. And the false prophets were still telling them, you're going to go home, you're God's people. And they said to this man, Ezekiel, who you think you are to tell us? We're God's people. We're going back. We're not going to be in captivity a long time. And Ezekiel, God says, you'd tell them they're not going back. They're going to be in captivity a long time, 70 years. Jeremiah was accurate. You're going to be there 70 years, and it's going to be hard working there on the canals. Those people, I think, worked in the fields. I think they built buildings. It was a hard lot. Now, he says in chapter 3, verse 1, moreover, he said unto me, son of man, see the title he gives him, in his hard job, in his suffering, eat what thou findest, eat this scroll, and go speak unto the house of Israel. Now, that's quite a diet, but he's to eat the word of God. That is, the word of God should become part of us, friend. No man ought to preach today if his heart is not in it, and he doesn't believe every word he says, and if he doesn't, he ought to get out of the ministry. The pulpit is no place for flowery speech and high-flown verbiage and excess verbiage at that. The pulpit is the place to declare the word of God. Now, he says to him, you eat the word of God. And so, I open my mouth, Ezekiel says, and he caused me to eat that scroll. That's verse 2. Now I'm reading verse 3. And he said unto me, son of man, eat and fill thy stomach. Get a good diet. Study the word of God. And fill thy stomach with this scroll that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth like honey for sweetness. May I say to you, we've asked the question time and again, do you love the person of Christ? Maybe I ought to go back to that. Do you love the word of God? You'd never love him unless you love the word of God. And my feeling today, it's not really the attitude toward the book when you get it down to the final analysis. One seminary professor said to me some time ago, he says, what theory of inspiration do you hold? Well, I said to him, the theory I hold is no theory at all. I love the book. You have to love the Word of God before it'll ever become meaningful to you. Then the Word of God reveals a person, and then you fall in love with him. Ezekiel said, I love the Word, but he sure got a hard job. Now he said unto me, son of man, go, get thee unto the house of Israel. Speak with my words unto them, for thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech. You're not sent to foreigners, your own people. You speak their language. You don't have to go as a missionary and learn a foreign tongue and a hard language, but to the house of Israel, not to many people of a strange speech and of a hard language, whose words thou canst not understand. Surely had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. Now, he's not like Paul the Apostle, sent as a missionary to foreign people. Now he says, but the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee. This is verse 7. Oh, follow this carefully if you have your Bible. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent, hard-hearted. Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads. Like an adamant, harder than flint, have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they are a rebellious house. Now he says to this man, Ezekiel, I'm going to send you to a congregation that they're impudent, They're in rebellion against me. They won't hear me. They're not going to hear you either. But you're to give them my word. But I'm going to make your head hard. Now, he didn't do that, this man Jeremiah. Jeremiah had a soft heart. And he couldn't stand up against it. You remember, he went and resigned at one time. Believe me, Ezekiel's not about to resign. God says, I'm going to make your head hard. The children of Israel are hard-headed, and I'll make your head harder than they are. And man came to me, he says, you know, our preacher, I tell you, he really talked to the board the other night. And I don't think a preacher ought to talk that way to the board. Well, I said, what kind of board was it? Well, he says they've caused him a lot of trouble. Well, I said, that's the kind of problem that Ezekiel had. But I said, God made his head harder. And I just hope your preacher's head's going to be harder than anybody on the board. May I say to you, friends, this man's got a tough assignment.